You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's Audiograph's Julie Kane.
For this week's Audiograph, we've been playing you a sound that I've actually helped make before. Did you figure it out yet? I'm going to give you one more hint. It's the sound hearts would make if they could sing. Let me explain. This was recorded as part of the Garden of Memory experimental music concert, which happens every summer solstice in the most peculiar of places, the Chapel of the Chimes Columbarium in Oakland. It's a historic building designed by the great architect Julia Morgan in the 1920s. It's built sort of like a maze, and it contains thousands of urns with people's remains. During this concert, this place for honoring the deceased comes alive with dozens of experimental musicians and hundreds of visitors from all over the Bay Area. What's it like to be at a gathering of audiophiles in such a unique space? From our archives, KALW's Martina Castro and Seth Samuel bring you this sonic portrait of the Garden of Memory.
It turns out that it all started with a bathroom.
I was writing a story for the East Bay Express about best bathrooms of the East Bay.
That's experimental pianist Sarah Cahill. So about 15 years ago, she wandered into the Columbarium.
I heard some music coming from somewhere in the building, and it was a very, I have to say, sensuous experience wandering around thinking, oh, it's this way, and making a turn and then encountering a little, you know, cage of lovebirds and a little fountain and a pool. And I thought, oh, my God, what is this place?
So that question led to the creation of the Garden of Memory concert. It's kind of an experimental music festival.
And wandering is key to experiencing this festival. We went with a bunch of KALW people, actually, and we lost each other immediately.
We followed some familiar sounds.
And also some that were less familiar.
I don't know how to explain what I just saw.
Now remember, we're not in a concert hall or a conservatory. We're in a columbarium.
David T. Turnbull, 1855 to 1932. Ellen A. Turnbull, 1858 to 1935.
And for the Garden of Memory concert, the Turnbulls are joined by musicians.
Everywhere. But Seth, you know, you and I kept getting separated.
I know, and it was kind of scary.
It was! But at one point we found each other at this installation where sound artist Larney Fox wasn't playing a traditional instrument.
Yeah, it was like this massive, strange guitar-slash-music-box thing.
Bigger than a person.
Yeah, way, way bigger. There were strings pulled tight across the floor, and a series of motors were spinning feathers at various rates to pluck those strings.
The plucking and the motors turning are what's making this oceanic heartbeat of a sound. Remember when you asked Larney this question?
What would you say is more important, how it looks or how it sounds?
I don't know. Would you rather be deaf or blind?
Blind.
Yeah, I guess radio people would, huh?
Well, I found his actual answer to be quite interesting.
Let's see, how it looks or how it sounds. What's important is the relationship between the two. For me, this is it's very easy to look at what's happening and see how the sound is generated. And that's not true with a lot of new music. There's a lot of things where there's somebody sitting with a computer. They're creating something live, but you have no idea how it's happening. I really like the materiality of it.
Exploring the relationship of how this all looks and sounds is exactly what Garden of Memory is about. Which brings us to the part of the night where you, Seth, took me to my favorite sound.
Have you been upstairs?
No.
There is something amazing.
Let's go.
Upstairs that I think is going to be... It's going to blow your mind.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
The sound was coming from the top floor atrium where a group of people were in a circle and they were singing. They had their right hands on their hearts, and their left hands were on the backs of the people next to them.
It's called the Heart Chant, and it's by experimental composer Pauline Oliveros. Members of the Cornelius Cardew Choir, based here in the Bay Area, were mixed in with regular people who came in and out of the circle without ever breaking the sustained chant. Jed Holtzman, one of the choir members, explained it to me.
Right now there's about 22 people doing the heart chant, and the vast majority of those people just walked up and read the instructions, which are very simple. Basically, to think about healing yourself in the world and basically make breath tones, which is to sing any tone on your breath with the syllable ah.
Jed motioned for me to get in the middle of the circle with my big microphone. It was like entering audio recording heaven.
What happens over the course of a couple of minutes is that you start to actually listen with your body.
That's my colleague Casey Miner, who took part in the heart chant for almost 20 minutes.
You're drawing your tune from the people around you, whether that's a harmony or note you're singing in unison, and your breath rises and falls with theirs, and it almost feels like the music swells or falls according to when one person moves in or out of the circle and takes a deep breath and begins singing again. It's very beautiful.
That piece was produced by KALW's Martina Castro and Seth Samuel. Our winner this week is Joshua Raul Brody. Congratulations! We're going to send you a KALW t-shirt. For the rest of you, here's a sneak peek at next week's Mystery Sound.
Queer women and trans men and just queer folks in general, just to have that space that you could walk into and always feel safe. That's what this was for us.
Think you know what that was and where we recorded it? Give us a call at 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. I can't wait to hear from you. Thanks for listening, and thanks for playing. I'm Julie Kane.